Siding, flooring, medical gloves, valves, fake leather, PVC pipe.
You're listening to the best use of vinyl known to humankind. Ah, oh, I love that sound.
The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
So Minden, another opportunity underneath their own hoop. Throw it out to the right side of the key. Larson into the corner. Back out top. Rouse wide open three. Top of the key, and Allie will hit it.
Today, it's live coverage of the girls' state basketball tournament featuring the Minden Whippets.
High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Start with a right-hand dribble, down the paint, scoop shot, might have been blocked from behind there by Josie Madsen, and here comes Minden off to the races, out ahead to Stewart, she'll go in for the layup, score, and a foul to go along with it.
After having their title dreams crushed in last year's state finals, Minden is back and looking to make amends and win their first state basketball championship. It's Minden Whippet State Basketball coming up next, but for Senior Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Lincoln with Classic and Sports Director Doug Duda.
Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. It's time for the 2015 Nebraska State High School Girls Basketball Tournament. Along with our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda with you on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we started off with what should be one of the best matchups of the day, regardless of class, a rematch of last year's C1 state championship game between the Minden Lady Whippets and the Pierce Lady Blue Jays. Both teams, ironically, come in on the wild card. Pierce being eliminated in a football-type score against Norfolk Catholic, 27-24, while Minden was eliminated by Kearney Catholic in a rematch of last year's sub-district final, 49-38. That was a game that Minden led at halftime, and of course, last year, Minden was the winner in that contest in the sub-districts, and Kearney Catholic came down, lost to Pierce in the semis, and then Pierce pulled the big upset against an undefeated Minden team at that time. So both teams come in on the wild card. Minden's only other loss is to the number two seed of the C2 field in Hastings St. Cecilia. For Pierce, they've had some losses this year, a couple of them to Norfolk Catholic, a couple of them to Crofton, who many believe is one of the top five teams in the state, regardless of class. They also were beaten by Guardian Angels and West Point Beamer. So they haven't been beaten by anybody that is a slouch coming out of the state tournament, and they have got just as good a chance to three-peat as, of course, they are the two-time defending state C1 champions. For Minden, they've been in the finals twice, but they were the runner-up last year and in 2012 when this senior class was toting that freshman baggage here at Lincoln. The winner will take on either Lincoln Christian or Omaha Concordia tomorrow. It's a full day of basketball, and we've got you covered on our network of stations. This is the only early game of the day. Everything else is this afternoon, and then we've got a bevy of basketball tonight. Later today on Classic Hits here at the Sports Center, Kearney Catholic will be taking on Shadron. That's at 3:45. Then Giltner and Sandhills Thedford at 7. And tonight, Sutton will be taking on Freeman. On the Breeze 94.5 FM this afternoon, it's Blue Hill and Fullerton at 3:45. On 12:30 AM KHAS tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia will play North Platte St. Pat's at 7, and Hastings High will play Norris at 8:45. And on ESPN 1460 tonight, the Kearney High girls will take on Lincoln Northeast at the Pinnacle Bank Arena at 8:45. You can also follow along at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Catch all the action online. We'll take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show, including a chance to hear a couple of comments from both the coaches, Rick Cremosta of Minden and Darren Sindelar of Pierce, when we return.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Two-time defending champs from Pierce are back to take on the Minden Whippets. Coach Darren Sindelar with us. And, Coach, were you really sweating out the wild card?
You know, we were a little bit, but I felt comfortable that the teams that had a win to get us in were the favorites on things. So we kind of took it that we were in, and then obviously by looking at the points, we kind of knew who we were going to play. So we were able to kind of prepare a little bit the 2 weeks. But, you know, always when you put something in somebody else's hands, you're always sweating. So, you know, we're happy to be down here, and we're going to see what we can do.
Tell the fans what's different about the Pierce team this year, the last two that have come down here, beating the Mindens, the Kearney Catholics from our area.
You know, it's a little bit different makeup of the girls. We have some kids that didn't get to play much, especially our bench, that haven't played much in the state tournament, so they've gained experience throughout the year. But, you know, through the most part, there's not a whole lot of differences here. You know, Shelby Breckschneider's taken over for her sister at point guard, and that's been a little bit of a change for us. But, you know, all in all, most of the things that we do is still the same stuff. You know, we've got Rochelle Tucker and we've got Allison Colmos and Sid Solacek who have been here in J.C. Bramer. So, you know, we've got some new kids coming in, but we've got a good depth of kids that know what to do. So, you know, it's an experienced team.
What's your plan of attack today against Minden, and how different are they than the team that you faced last year?
You know, we're going to kind of keep the same thing. We want to be able to control the tempo of the game, and obviously we've got to find their best players in the Kissinger girl and the Stewart girl and the Malcolm girl and know where they're at. But, you know, it comes down to basically just giving one shot on offense and where it is, contest shots, and then if we get the opportunity to transition, we will. And then on offense, we just got to be able to execute. You know, we got to be able to score points. And you know, if we can do that, you know, I think we'll be all right.
Finally, Darren, tell me how Rochelle has improved her game off of last year.
You know, she's improved it a lot, considering from the rebounding aspect and obviously on the offensive part of it, because this year, you know, she's getting a little more double teams and some things, so she's had to move the ball around. So she's turning into an all-around player, not just a scorer, but having to play on defense and having to pass the ball. So, you know, she's kind of the leader of our team right now, and kind of how she goes, we go. So, you know, she stepped up because she knows this is her senior year, and it's going to be her last go-around.
Coach, appreciate the time. Great to see you back. Look forward to a great game.
All right, thank you.
That is the head coach of the Pierce Blue Jays in Darren Sindelar, the two-time defending C1 state champions, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Minden Lady Whippets, Rick Cremosta, right after this timeout.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Chatting with Coach Rick Cremosta here before tip-off of the state tournament. And, Coach, congratulations on getting down here. And, boy, what a way to wake up in the morning, a rematch of last year's state final. Just your thoughts when you saw the pairing.
Oh, we're fine with it. You know, it's all teams are pretty tough down here. So that'd be a challenge, but kids are really looking forward to getting another chance on this with this blue team. So We're put everything we have into it, Doug, and let the chips fall where they may. But we're not at all. Let's just put it this way: we're going to get out there and get after things today.
I would think this would be exactly the matchup you guys would want. Everybody wants a crack at them again. Is that the way the girls are looking at it?
Oh, I think so. We'll wear that on our shoulders a little bit, I think, and hopefully that'll get us over the top. But they're a fine basketball team without question. So it'll be a challenge, but we're going to play inspired basketball this morning.
Rick, coming in on the wild card, how did you utilize the extra time? Because it's been a while since you've actually played.
Well, we practiced, you know, it's what it is. You know, there's a lot of wild card teams that end up doing pretty well down here, you know. So we're lucky, I guess, we got in, but that's a tribute to having a great regular season. And so, you know, we tried to work on some things that we thought we needed to get better at, and girls were excited to practice, and we're excited to lace them up this morning.
What are you kind of expecting that Pierce is going to try to do to you? Because you guys have seen a little bit of everything.
Well, I would assume Pierce to do what Pierce does, or play that extended zone and that they're so good at, and rebound like crazy and use their inside play. And that's what they do best, and they've been pretty successful with it, so I don't see them changing a whole lot.
And what about what you're going to do to them? Obviously, you've got to see them up close and personal. A little different personnel, but still some of the same from the last couple of years.
Yeah, you know, we'll try to do some different things, Doug, and maybe try to slow their inside play down a little bit. But you can't just change everything that you do well, or you're just kind of playing in the other team's hands in a way. But we've worked on some things. We'll see how it works. But I think down here, you've got to do the grunt work, rebounding and defense and effort and those things. If we can get those things done, we'll have a good shot.
Rick, best of luck. Let's do it again tomorrow, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
That's the head coach of the Minden Whippets, in Rick Cremosta. And let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, as we get ready for the start of the 2015 Girls State Basketball Tournament. Pierce will be the visiting team on the scoreboard today. So up first for the Pierce Lady Jays is number 2, a 5'7 senior guard, Allison Colmoose, averages 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. Number 10, 5'10 junior guard, Shelby Brettschneider, averages just under 6 points and 5.5 boards a game. Number 12, 5'4 senior guard, Sydney Solacek, 7.5 points, 2 rebounds a game. Number 14, 6'1 junior, J.C. Bramer, averages 7.5 points and 6 rebounds a game. And number 42, 6'2 senior forward, Rochelle Tucker, 18.5 points, 9 rebounds per game. The head coach of the Jays, Darren Sindelar, assisted by Philip Wiedenfeld and Kaplan Donovan, 19-6 on the season. For Minden, number 5, 5'6 senior guard, Addie Woodward, 3 points, 2 boards a game. Number 11, 5'7 senior guard, Josie Madsen. She averages 5 points, 3 rebounds a game. Number 24, 6-foot sophomore guard, Taylor Kissinger, 24 points, 10 rebounds per game. Number 40, 5'9 junior forward, Emily Malcolm, 7 points, 5.5 boards a game. And number 45, 5'10 junior forward, Rebecca Stewart, just under 15 points and 9.5 rebounds a game. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Rick Cremosta, assisted by Don Miller and Greg Satorius, 22-2 on the season. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll tip off the state tournament after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at state.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Glad you're along with us. Thanks for making Classic Hits and Platte River Preps NewTechSeed.com, your choice for high school basketball. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. The traveling blue and white trim for Pierce, the home white and purple trim for Minden. We're ready to get the state tournament underway. A rematch of last year's final in the opening tip will be controlled by Pierce. They'll move from right to left and Minden from left to right along your radio dial. Minden comes out an extended 2-1-2 zone, trying to get all the way out to the three-point arc. Pierce will work the ball around the perimeter here. Get it to Brett Schneider inside. Tucker, five-footer to start the game, is up and in. So Rochelle Tucker, starting off where she left off in last year's state championship game. They had quite the 1-2 combination at the post last year. Minden against the press, throws over the top to Malcolm and gets set up here in the half-court offense. Addie Woodward, a couple of dribbles to the right wing, skip pass over to the left wing, driving the baseline, looking for the shot but not taking it. Will be Madsen out to Kissinger, first three of the game. Off the iron, no good. Fight for the loose ball, rebound to Solacic for Pierce. So up the floor come the Blue Jays. And if you look for trends, Pierce scores on the inside, and Minden misses a three. Here's a three on the outside for Pierce that is no good by Brett Schneider. The backside rebound will be grabbed by Emily Malcolm. Up the floor come the Blue Jays on defense. Minden will get it up top. Bounce pass is kicked. Pierce going to go with that same extended zone defense. 2-1-2. In the middle of it is Bramer. They put Brett Schneider on the block to the right. And also Tucker and Brett Schneider down the block. So Minden with the basketball, looking for their first points. Driving left baseline, putting up the runner is going to be Kissinger. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Cole Moose. And Cole Moose is fouled in the backcourt as Minden tried to poke it away. And it looks like Rebecca Stewart will be called for that foul. First of the ball game. We are just underway here at the Devaney Center. 6:44 to go, first quarter, 2-0. Pierce with the lead. Minden puts on some backcourt pressure, but not enough that it's going to create a lot of turnovers. The slapped away as they get into the front court by Addie Woodward. Other games going on in this 9 o'clock session, Elkhorn South and Omaha Gross in B. In D1, Dundee County, Stratton, Humphrey, St. Francis, Stewart and Mullen in D2. Three-pointer on the way, Colbus good. Off the inbounds, they got it right back to Colmoose, and Pierce is up by a score of 5-0. Kissinger with a basketball for Minden across the timeline. Double team to Stewart. Stewart working on Bramer. Can't get it inside, so she'll try and kick it back out, and the ball is kicked into the Pierce bench. You have to think Pierce has all the confidence in the world. Minden with maybe a little apprehension coming in, and they missed their first couple of shots. Pierce hits a couple, and so that's only going to add to the pressure here on the Whippets. A three-pointer on the way. Too strong off the mark by Madsen. Trying to run down the rebound, Stewart, but can't control it. Out of bounds, it'll go. Pierce basketball leading 5-0, 6:12 to go here in quarter number one. Minden with a little token pressure on again. Just kind of backing up, picking him up at half court. Across the timeline with it, Brett Schneider swings it on the right side. Pierce very good about spreading the floor, running it around the perimeter and trying to find Tucker. Catch and shoot at the free throw line. Rolls over the front of the rim, won't go. Ball is slapped down, offensive rebound. Stewart will get a block shot on the attempt by Colmus. Tucker picks up another one, though, and Pierce still possession ball. Skip it over the left wing to Solacic. Up top, Tucker down on the low block for a short jumper that's off the glass and in by Brett Schneider, and a timeout called by Minden. This is not the start the Whippets were looking for. 5:40 to go in the first quarter of play. The two-time defending state champions from Pierce lead Minden 7-0. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
Back to the Devaney Center. Minden to Kissinger. She'll bring it up front. She will make a long pass down to Malcolm. Her shot is going to be blocked by J.C. Bramer. And then a foul called as Stewart picked up the loose ball, and she is going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul is called on J.C. Bramer. Her first. First foul on Pierce. Rebecca Stewart now to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. It's on the way, and it bounces in, and Minden is on the board here in the 2015 state tournament. 7-1 Pierce, 5:29 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw, Stewart is up, but that's right through there. So Rebecca hits them both, and now they will drop back. So that's going to be the key difference here. The Jays are going to pressure in the backcourt, trying to make somebody besides Kissinger beat them, and they really make her a little more tired by the way she has to work the ball up the floor. Minden drops back and picks up at half court. Here's a setup three for Solacek. Hits the front of the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, back up, no good. Tucker missed the bunny. How about a third try underneath? It's going to be grabbed there by Bramer. And another opportunity here. Minden's got to get on the boards, obviously. They're getting dominated early, 5-1. So another opportunity here for Pierce around the left wing to Kolmus. Up top, Brett Schneider swings it right side to Solacek. Just trying to find a way to get Tucker or even Bramer open on the post. They get it into Bramer, double teamed, and as she tries to pivot, they'll call her for a travel. First turnover of the game by either team, and give it over to Minden. 7-2, Pierce, 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. Kissinger with the right hand this time, brings it to midcourt. Three players on her to Stewart, wide open underneath. Malcolm, short jumper, missed it, put it up too strong. The ball is going to be tapped out and run down here by Addie Woodward. And Minden will get a second chance to Kissinger, drives the left side of the lane, and as she goes in, a foul will be called. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. So the sophomore, Taylor Kissinger, will shoot two free throws. Obviously, the big difference for Minden is Brooke and Jamie graduating from last year. And the free throw on the way, it is good. The foul is called on J.C. Bramer, and that is her second. All the points so far for Minden from the free throw line. They did a good job of breaking the press that time. If you're going to triple Kissinger at midcourt, that leaves you the 4-on-2 as the second free throw is good. And Stewart made a nice pass to Malcolm. They'll just have to be able to finish. Allie Rouse now checks in for the Whippets, and Woodward will sit down. You'll see Rouse, you'll see Jenna Denny. Outside of that, that's about as deep as Coach Cremosta hopes he has to go here in the game. And Pierce has yet to go to the bench. Except right there, they also slide in Kate Asmus. So Asmus is into the ball game for Pierce, giving Bramer the break with the two fouls. Nothing different here on the offense, though. Lob it into the high post. That's Brett Schneider. Kicks it out for another three. This one is off the heel. No good. Another long rebound that is secured by Allison Kolmus off the fingertips of Tucker. Off the three-point miss from Solacek. Trapped in the corner is Asmus. Back to Solacek. Between the circles, they'll get it to Brett Schneider. She'll try to lob it inside. It's going to be taken away. Rebecca Stewart will come away with the steal. Second turnover for Pierce. And after scoring the first seven, Pierce is spinning its wheels a little bit. Stewart at the free throw line, thought about the shot, kicks it out for a three-pointer. Madsen good, and we are tied. Josie Madsen hits the three-pointer. The first seven go to Pierce. The next seven go to Minden. And the Whippets have shaken off the slow start. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Blue Jay basketball overload right side. They skip it over the top of the zone to Kolmus weak side. Dump it down to Asmus. Kate not looking to shoot. Kate only averages about 1.5 a game, so don't look for her to take many shots in the half-court set. Pierce still looking to try to get it to Tucker. She is guarded heavily down there by Josie Madsen. They're really doubling her, but Madsen fronting her at all times, and Stewart trying to keep an eye on her elsewhere. Tucker sliding between the high and the low post, trying to use her arm to find some space here. And all of a sudden, Pierce is struggling offensively. Long possession here. Minden, good defense. Finally just putting the ball on the floor, driving and throwing it off the window is Shelby Brett Schneider, her second bucket. And that snaps the 7-0 run. 9-7 Pierce. With it is Manson. Up top, Rouse wide open, top of the key. Three for Alley is going to come up short, no good. Ball just goes out of bounds. Pierce could have tried to grab it in the corner. No need to chance it. And it'll be Blue Jay basketball. 2.5 to go here in quarter number one. Pierce 9, Minden 7. Match of last year's state championship game. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, Hastings, and the World Wide Web at Platte River Preps. Devaneyhockey.com. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday morning from the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Pierce up 9-7 with a basketball. Minden continues to extend the defense. Job it down to Osmus in the right-hand corner. Used her dribble up. Back up top it comes to Brett Schneider. Pierce being a little more deliberate here. And again, their loss to Norfolk Catholic was 27-24. So you know that they can slow it down a little bit in the sub-districts. Minden fans are excited about their defense. Assistant coach over there, Greg Satorius, encouraging his girls as well. Tucker being leaned on by Malcolm. It's starting to get a little more physical down there. Driving left wing is Brett Schneider. Excuse me, that is Solacic. She'll get it out. Top ball knocked away. Kissinger. Kissinger trying to outrun the defense. And Coleman, she'll drive. She's fouled. The ball rolls off the rim. No good. And Kissinger will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is called on Allison Colmoose, who had the ball knocked out of her hands. State tournament action brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Free throw, Kissinger, good. Checking in now for Pierce is going to be Casey Sutherland, a 5'5 junior guard, and Coach Sittelar says, let's talk it over. Timeout on the floor with 1:33 to go in the first quarter of play in the C1 State Quarterfinals. Pierce 9, Minden 8. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Out of the Pierce timeout, Taylor Kissinger has a second free throw that she'll put up and hit. And now checking in for Minden will be Jenna Denny. And that'll give a little breather here to Woodward. So let's see now with the game tied at 9 and Woodward being a big part of the defense on Rochelle Tucker, how they handle her defensively here. But it looks like Malcolm's going to be a big part of that. They'll pop it down on the baseline to Brett Schneider. She's got a couple of buckets. Kick it back out to Solacic. Lob it inside. It goes through everybody. Picked up on the backside, and Jenna Denny bounces off of Casey Sutherland, and Denny will be called for the foul. That's a good foul. It saved the layup there by Sutherland. It's well before the shot because she was trying to chase down a basketball. First on Denny, second on the team. And Pierce to throw it in. Lob it out, Solacic. Dump it down the left-hand corner. Nothing there for Sutherland, so they'll reset. 1:10 to go in a 9-9 first quarter, but Pierce only 2 points over the last 4.5 minutes. They jumped out to a 7-0 lead. Rotated into the corner again. They'll get it to Colmus. She's a little shy to pull the trigger. She has a three-pointer already for Pierce. They're just running her corner to corner along the baseline. Under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Skip pass out top to Brett Schneider. Here's a long three now. Sutherland, it's all net. So Casey Sutherland hits the three-pointer to give Pierce the lead back. 12-9, 40 seconds to go here in quarter number one. Taylor Kissinger across the timeline, swings it over to Rouse. Allie looking for somebody to make a move. Drops it down to the baseline to Malcolm. Back out to Rouse. Looking high post for Stewart. She's covered. They'll give it to Kissinger. She's creating. Left corner, left baseline. Runs into Tucker. Ran out of real estate. Just had to throw it up there. And Brett Schneider will grab the loose basketball. Pushing it up for Pierce. Right down the middle of the lane. Rouse got in her way. Missed the shot. It goes right to Sutherland, who's fouled. Boy, Rouse got right in the way, made the shot miss, and the ball just caromed off the rim right to Casey Sutherland. And when Rouse turned around, there she was, and the foul on Allie Rouse. And two free throws coming up for Casey Sutherland, a chance for her to bury five straight here. The first free throw is on the way, and it is good. That's the first free throw of the game here for the Blue Jays. Back in for Minden will be Addie Woodward, and in for Pierce will be Kate Osmus. Bramer's been on the bench there with a couple of fouls for the last 3 minutes. Second free throw, too strong. Ball hits the floor, but Taylor Kissinger, her first rebound. What should be the last shot of the quarter, Minden at midcourt with 11. Over the left wing, they'll get it to Woodward. Bounce pass in the corner to Malcolm, back out to Woodward with 6. Off a couple of screens, a 3 for Kissinger. She's standing out of bounds in the corner. First turnover of the game for Minden. 4.4 here for Pierce, and Minden is not putting any pressure onto the backcourt. That's going to allow Pierce to get up the floor and get a shot. Into the hands of Salacek. Salacek, a 28-foot runner at the horn, is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play here in the C1 State Championship Tournament. Quarterfinal action, Pierce 13, Minden 9 on Classic Hits.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Well, the Minden Lady Whippets only had one bucket in the first quarter, a 3 by Josie Manson, but they were 6 of 6 at the line. And they'll get the ball to start the second quarter, trailing 13-9 to Pierce, who scored the last 4 points. And Minden will get it on the left wing to Woodward in the corner. Here's a 3 on the way. Kissinger, it's off the iron. No good. Minden 1 of 5. An offensive rebound, though. Emily Malcolm battles for it up to Stewart. Good ball. Fake high post. Back in the corner. Another 3. Kissinger. It's good. And the first bucket of the ball game for Taylor Kissinger to go with 4 free throws. 13-12 Pierce. Pierce hustles the ball up the floor. Front court right side, Salacek. They'll rotate it in the left-hand corner. Holding it above her head is Brett Schneider. Staying in the game is Sutherland. Try the entry pass to Osmus. It's kicked out of bounds off of Minden. In the first quarter, turnovers. Pierce 3, Minden 1. Rebounds, 8 for Pierce, 4 for Minden. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 Pierce, 6 of 6 Minden. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 Minden, 2 of 5 for Pierce. 4 points for Sutherland and Brett Schneider to lead the way for Pierce. Rochelle Tucker with just 2. They try to get it into her. She's tackled to the floor as they go for the loose basketball. And Salacek will have it back up top. Pierce continuing to be more deliberate here, being patient, looking for their opportunity to get the ball into Tucker, who's fronted by Malcolm. Salacek back over to Sutherland. I think Coach Sindelar likes what he saw, left her in here. Here's a 3-pointer on the way by Brett Schneider. No good. And the rebound comes off to Addie Woodward, her second. She'll find Kissinger, brings it down the middle of the floor, picked up at the top of the key. Sutherland comes off a screen from Rouse, back to Alley at the top of the circle, over to Woodward on the left wing. Addie will drive in. Good bounce pass underneath to Malcolm, and the 5-footer rolls over the rim and in. Emily Malcolm with her first bucket off a beautiful bounce pass from Woodward, and Minden has their first lead of the state tournament, 14-13, 6:40 to go here in the second quarter. Pierce had raced out to a 7-0 lead, and it didn't look good in the first 2.5 minutes. Too many flashbacks to last year. Here's a 3 in the corner. Pierce on the way and in for Shelby Brett Schneider. She now has 7 to lead the way for Pierce, and they're up 16-14. Kissinger, front court. Pierce trying to go box and one on her. She's running off screens, but they'll reverse it over to Rouse. Alley for 3. It's off the heel, no good. Long rebound, and Rochelle Tucker will come out and grab her second board of the basketball game. Walking the ball up the floor, Salacek. Looking inside again, almost pulled the trigger on what would have been a turnover there. Good job by Sutherland to hold onto the basketball. Brett Schneider into the corner. Looking for Salacek, back out to her on the right wing. Pierce isn't doing anything special. They're just being very patient, looking to break free off of a screen. Running baseline this whole time is Brett Schneider. Now she'll drive baseline, look for the reverse layup. And they're going to call a blocking foul before she can get the shot away on the Whippets. Everybody thought they called her standing out of bounds. And it's on Rebecca Stewart. That's her second foul. With 5:28 to go here in quarter number two, and they cannot afford to get Stewart in trouble. She's their only true post player, and Tucker would have a field day with her on the bench. Three on the inbound, Sutherland from the right-hand corner, no good. Ball deflected. Tucker had it. Foul on Minden. And this one's on Emily Malcolm, her first and the team's fifth. Pierce ball underneath their own hoop. To throw it in will be Allison Colmus. She'll swing it into Sutherland, quickly up top. Solacek looking to the right block. Nothing there for Brett Schneider. Back out Solacek. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed by Stewart. That'll be the first of the game for Rebecca. Gives it off to Kissinger. Taylor trying to follow a moving screen. A 28-foot three is off the mark. No good. Stewart gets it, hands it right back to her. The second one is no good. And the ball goes out of bounds off Pierce. 16-14, Pierce. And Kissinger has made just one three so far, 2 of 9 as a team. Minute to throw it in. They got it underneath to Stewart. Goes around Tucker. Can't get it to fall. Ball hits the floor, and Tucker grabs it. Stewart worked so hard to get around her that when she put the shot up, it was off balance and didn't go in. 16-14, Pierce. Minden down by two. 4:45 to go here in the second quarter of the C1 State Basketball Tournament. Working it around the corner again, looking for some help. They'll lob it inside. Bramer's back in. Short jumper, no good. Then she's over the back on the rebound attempt, and that's her third foul. Boy, she'd been on the bench for about 6.5 minutes, and she's headed right back there. Bramer, tough break for her. JC, the number two part of the 1-2 post combination of Tucker and Bramer, and she will pick up her third personal foul with 4.5 to go here in the basketball's first half. Free throw line, Stewart. She'll take the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. Emily Malcolm kicks it back out, trying to drive in Stewart. Dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. In D2 at the end of the first quarter, Mullen and Stewart are tied 14-14. And in D1, St. Francis and Dundee County Stratton are tied at 16. We'll have more on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Three-pointer on the way. Sutherland, no good. Long rebound comes right back to her. Tries the baseline. Shot, no good. Another offensive rebound. This one is put back up, and it rolls out for Brett Schneider. A fourth chance. And there's the layup for Rochelle Tucker. Her fifth board, her second bucket. And Minden, let them get in on that one to make it 18-14. The Whippets, though, on a drive spell after taking the lead. Into the paint, they'll get it to Stewart. She tries to get it to Malcolm on the low block, throws it at her tiptoes, and out of bounds it goes. Third turnover for Minden. Jenna Denny back on the floor. Denny, Malcolm, Kissinger, Stewart on the floor, along with Malcolm. Working around the left wing. Here's a three behind the screen that's over everything that time for the Blue Jays. No good for Solacek. Rebound brought down by Kissinger. She'll pull up for three in transition. Another one that hits the iron. Tucker brings down the rebound. And off to the races, Pierce heading right back. Outlet pass, Colmus looks at Tucker. She flashes through the paint but holds onto the ball. Over to Solacek. And Minden's inability to make threes down here in Lincoln. Let's continue here in game one. Here's a long three. Colmus, she had to step into it, and she hits it. Second three for Allison Colmus, and the lead is right back out to 7 for Pierce, 21-14. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter, an 8-0 run. Kissinger trying to do it herself, drives. Tucker blocked the shot, but we've got a foul called. And it's going to be on Tucker. That's her first foul. Minden caught a break there. And Taylor Kissinger will go to the line. Minden has 1 2-point bucket in this basketball game. And we have played 5 minutes into the second quarter. The free throw is up and in by Kissinger. But some of the same demons that haunted Minden last year against Pierce are right here in this first half today. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. In Class B, it is Omaha Gross trailing Elkhorn South 11-8. At the end of first quarter of play. 21-16, Pierce by 5 with 2:45 to go here in the C1 quarterfinals. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. First half stats, preview of what's still to come here on day one. And other scores from around the area at the state tournament. Pierce now going to back it all the way out to midcourt and restart here. Colmus over on the right wing to Slacek. Just dribbling in place 26 feet away. Back over to Colmus. And they seem to be a little stagnant now. Dropping it in corner to Slacek. They're really trying to find Tucker a touch here, or they would have pulled the trigger on a three by now. Colmus dribbles out to the top. Four threes have been hit so far. How about a fifth one? Nope, that's too strong. And Taylor Kissinger will run down to backside rebound. Her third, trying to go coast to coast. She's double teamed. She drives, throws it off the window. It's in and out, no good. Ball deflected, a foul called. Looks like this one might be on the Blue Jays, backing in to Rebecca Stewart. And that will be the case. Sydney Slacek with her first. That is the sixth team foul. And it'll be Minden ball underneath their own hoop. Allie Rouse to throw it in. Looking for a bucket here. It's been forever. About 4.5 minutes. Kissinger, 28-foot line, gets around the defender. One-hand runner from the free throw line. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Tucker, her seventh. And Minden's just not even getting a shot. One-hand runners, crossovers, and that's just Pierce did. Slacek, and she gets the bounce. So I guess it just depends how it hits the rim. Slacek didn't do anything different than what Minden's been doing, and hers bounces in. 23-16, a minute and a half to go here in quarter number two, and we have got a foul away from the basketball. Trying to set a screen over here for Kissinger. Slacek runs over Addie Woodward. Second foul on Slacek, and that will put us in the bonus. A 1-1 coming up for Addie Woodward, who is looking for her first point of the basketball game. She only averages about 3 a contest. Jenna Denny now will check in. Of course, Denny missed most of the season. She's had that labrum surgery and made her miss a lot of volleyball. And she missed all. She came in with about, 8 games ago, right at the conference tournament time for Minden. And here's the free throw attempt now for Addie Woodward. Front end of the 1-1 on the way. Is no good. First free throw that they've missed. Pierce on the ground. Tucker saved the basketball, but then threw it away. And picking it off is Woodward. And Minden has got to take advantage here. Another long three by Taylor Kissinger. Way off the mark. And the rebound brought down by Sutherland. And Taylor is forcing the issue. She's a much better ball player. And you just think back to last year when they weren't going in and how frustrating it must be. But that one was well off the mark. And Taylor has just 1 3-pointer in the game and 6 free throws to her credit. 23-16, and sometimes too much pressure put on her. Everybody expects her to score 25 or 30 a game. 20 today be way good. Inside, shot block, Kissinger. Nice job on a block shot inside on Brett Schneider. But it's picked up by Sullen. Shot no good. Again, they don't box out, and Kissinger's over the back on the rebound, which is grabbed by Kate Osmond. And for Taylor, that'll be her first personal foul. And the sixth team foul. No, they'll say it is the seventh team foul, so it is a 1-1. And the free throw. After a little bit of time here, Osmond's looking for her first point of the game. Puts it up, and good. 24-16. Pierce now leads it by 8. Minden was up 14-13, so an 11-2 run. Pierce started on a 7-0 run. Second free throw now for Osmus on the way, and it's in and out, no good. Ball nearly rebounded in there by Brett Schneider. Now Kissinger has it knocked away from behind. The ball is loose. Not only does Minden turn it over, they're going to get called for the foul. And more free throws coming up here for Pierce. Foul is on Addie Woodward, her first. And the last minute here of the half, starting to really hurt Minden. Casey Sutherland, 1 of 2 at the line. She'll be there now. And the front end of the 1-1 is up and in. 25-16, a chance here for Pierce to go up double digits. At halftime in Class B, Elkhorn South and Omaha Gross, 22-22 tie in Class B. 43 seconds remaining in our half. State tournament brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, as Sutherland hits both free throws, 26-16, a 13-2 run here by Pierce. Baseline with it is Madsen. Josie lobs it over the double team to Denny. Jenna over to Rouse. Allie dribbles off the screen, throws it into the corner. Minden wasn't sure who it was for. Woodward grabbed it back to Rouse the free throw line. Her pass knocked away, picked up by Jenna Denny. She'll pull up, fire the three. It is no good. Offensive rebound grabbed by Madsen. Kicks it back out to Kissinger. They double her to Rouse. Rouse can't get the three away. Kissinger from 26. It's off the mark again. Follows her own shot, drives the baseline, and draws the foul with 5 seconds to go. Taylor Kissinger trying to get them one at a time from the charity stripe. Front end of the two-shot foul on the way and good for Taylor. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up next. The foul was on Kate Osmus, her first. 5.5 seconds, though. Pierce will have second free throw up, and Kissinger hits it. And again, Minden doesn't pressure the ball in the backcourt. Pierce will throw it into Sutherland. Outlet pass to Colmus. Colmus off-balance three at the horn, hits the glass, and that is the end of the first half of play. Here in the rematch of last year's state championship game, once again it is Pierce taking the lead into the halftime locker room. The Lady Jays 26, the Lady Whippets 18. You're listening to the state basketball tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Giltner, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including two huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and the new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln for continuing coverage of the State High School Basketball Tournament. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it's the Pierce Lady Jays, the two-time defending state champions, leading Minden 26-18. Also at half, Elkhorn South and Omaha Gross are tied at 22. We'll update you on the two other games when they reach the half. Still to come here in C1, the next game will have the number one seed Lincoln Christian. Despite having four losses, their wild card point average is higher, which I'm sure is not a big fan of a Kearney Catholic or Minden. Kearney Catholic and Lincoln Christian have the exact same wild card points, but Lincoln Christian in the Centennial Conference had a tougher schedule, and so they win the tiebreaker. They'll play Concordia, a team they only beat by six the last time out because they are in the same conference. That's next here at 10:45. Then the afternoon session, Norfolk Catholic will take on Wahoo Newman, also Centennial Conference foes. And then Kearney Catholic and Shadron will be right here on Classic Hits at 3:45. Also today here on Classic Hits, Giltner will be taking on Sandhills Thedford at 7, and Sutton will take on Freeman at 8:45. This afternoon on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Blue Hill will play Fullerton. On ESPN 1460 tonight, the Kearney High girls will take on Lincoln Northeast. Your home for Bearcat girls basketball, ESPN 1460, tipping off at Pinnacle Bank at 8:45. And then on 1230 AM KHAS tonight, from Lincoln North Star, Hastings St. Cecilia and North Platte St. Pat's will play at 7. And here at the Sports Center, Hastings High and Norris will play at 8:45. End of the second quarter, Dundee County Stratton leading Humphrey St. Francis in D1, 27-25. Dundee County Stratton undefeated at 26-0. We will take a break and be back with more state tournament basketball action on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
My name is Jeannie Fisk, and my name is Julie Vanderpool, and we're twins. And we lived here in Hastings, Nebraska. We're born in this hospital and became candy stripers at age 13 and 14, and then went into nurses training here at Mary Lanning Hospital School of Nursing. Because of the fact that we were twins, in nursing school, we were each other's biggest support, of course. We worked really well together. I could see that she's gonna need this, and she could come in and help me, and almost like we're reading each other's minds. There's a lot of camaraderie that goes on. Teamwork is very important. Well, it makes you feel like more proud to be the professional that you are. Working as nurses here, we're carrying on what the Lannings intended for us to do.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Doug Duda with you here at the Devaney Center in C1. Pierce 26 and Minden 18 is your halftime score. Let's take a look at what else is going on as this is the opening game of the day. In Class A, they will be at Pinnacle Bank at 2 o'clock. The number one seed, Omaha Benson, will be taking on Norfolk. Then at 3:45, South Sioux City plays Bellevue West. At 7, Omaha West Side and Millard West, and then Kearney Lincoln Northeast at 8:45. Class B, as we said, South and Gross are tied at the half at Pinnacle Bank. Lincoln Pius X will then play Scotts Bluff. Tonight, here at the Sports Center, Elkhorn and York are at 7, and then Norris and Hastings. We ran down C1 for you in C2 at Lincoln North Star today. The top seed, Crompton, will look for their 51st straight win when they play Ponca. That's at 2. Then at 3:45, Guardian Angels will play UTAM. At 7, Hastings St. Cecilia will play North Platte St. Pat's. And at 8:45, Sutton will take on Freeman. D1 action at Lincoln Southwest. The 10:45 game is Emerson Hubbard against Howells Dodge. Then at 2, O'Neill St. Mary's against Friend. And at 3:45, Blue Hill Fullerton. And in D2, after the Stuart Mullen game, which is now at the half, Stuart 31, Mullen 19. It'll be Fall City Sacred Heart and Crofton at 10:45. Giltner and Sandhills Thedford at 7. Hampton and Wynot will play at 8:45. The boys' state basketball tournament begins 1 week from today, and we will be following many area teams. In Class B, Adams Central will play Elkhorn South at the Sports Center at 8:45. In C1, Grand Island Central Catholic will play Shadron at the Sports Center at 10:45. In C2, Hastings St. Cecilia will play Hardington Cedar Catholic at Lincoln Northeast at 7. In D1, Amherst will play High Plains at Lincoln Southeast at 3:45. In D2 at Lincoln Northeast, Wilcox Hildreth will play Exeter Milligan at 10:45. And in D2 at Lincoln Southeast, Bertrand will play Bancroft Rosalie at 7 p.m. And that'll put a wrap on the winter sports season. We'll be back and take a look at the first half stats of our game, Pierce 26, Minden 18, right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the first half numbers for Minden. Addie Woodward has 2 rebounds. Josie Manson has a 3-point bucket and a rebound. Allie Rouse, a rebound. Taylor Kissinger, 11 points. She is 8 of 8 at the free throw line. 5 rebounds, 1 block shot, Emily Malcolm, 2 points, three rebounds, and Rebecca Stewart has hit a pair of free throws, 2 points, three rebounds, and one block shot. Minden has one two-point field goal in the first half, and luckily for them, they've made some free throws. 9 points in each quarter, rebounds four in the first, 11 in the second, free throw shooting 6 of 6 in the first quarter, 4 of 5 in the second. Three-point shooting continues to be a problem, 1 of 4 in the first quarter, 1 of 9 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 1 in the first, 3 in the second. Foul situation, Jenna Denny and Rebecca Stewart have 2. At the half, Minden 18 points, 15 rebounds, 10 out of 11 at the free throw line, 2 of 13 from three-point land, 2 blocks, and 4 turnovers. For Pierce, we have Allison Colmas with 6 points on 2 3-point buckets. She's got 3 rebounds. Casey Sutherland, 6 points and 3 rebounds. Shelby Brettschneider leads the way with 7 points, 2 rebounds. Sydney Solacek, 2 points and a rebound. J.C. Bramer, because of foul trouble, has yet to score. 1 rebound, 1 block. Kate Osmus has 1 point, 1 rebound. And Rochelle Tucker has been held in check offensively. Averaging 18.5 a game, she has 4 so far, but she's also pulled down 9 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting 1 of 2 in the first, 3 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting 2 of 5 in the first, 2 of 8 in the second. Turnovers 3 in the first quarter, 1 in the second. Foul situation, J.C. Bramer has 3. Sydney Solacek has 2. Pierce had 13 points in each quarter, and at the half, the Jays with 26 points, 20 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 4 turnovers. The 2-time defending state champion Pierce Lady Jays lead Minden at the half, 26-18. Elsewhere, Stewart 31, Mullen 19 in Class D2. Also at the half in D1, Dundee County Stratton 27, Humphrey St. Francis 25, and in B, Omaha Gross and Elkhorn South are tied at 22 apiece. Minden is 3-for-22 here in this second, this first half of play. We'll be back in just a moment. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At 3 times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
With our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda back at the Devaney Center. We begin the second half. Our Seeds to Success are brought to you by Pioneer seed professional Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service delivering success. For Minden to come back and beat Pierce, they've got to take better shots. They're not making a lot of shots, and some of it is shot selection. You have to hope that the three-point shooting comes around, but Pierce knows this Minden team, and Minden knows Pierce. Who can change it up a little bit better? 10 of your 18 points from the free throw line. Minden's doing a good job defensively, but they've got to turn that into offense. As Pierce will get the ball and start with a three-pointer that is up and in for Sydney Solacek. And the lead is now 11, the biggest lead of the game for Pierce. So they come right out, and they just know how to stick that nail in your side to begin things at the beginning of the game in here, and then a turnover for Minden. They try to go with a bounce pass to the baseline, and it's going to be picked off. Coming out of there with a basketball is Brettschneider. So the same kind of start for Pierce to the quarter as they had in the first quarter. Pierce basketball rotating it into the corner. Try to find down low, turnaround jumper, bouncing off the rim, and it is in for Shelby Brettschneider. And I'll tell you what, you're not here to see it, but Every ball that bounces on that rim twice for Minden falls off. Everyone that bounces on the rim twice for Pierce goes in. 31-18, and Minden drops the basketball, turns it over again. Pierce on the run, underneath Bramer. They're going to call Stewart for her third foul. Rebecca Stewart with the first foul of the half. J.C. Bramer looking for her first points of the entire ball game. Pierce got the first 7 points of the first half, and they might get seven in a minute here. There's six. It's up and in for Bramer. Good free throw coming up for Bramer. On the way, and it is good. Make it 33-18. A 15-point lead for Minden to overcome. And they're down. They only have 18 to begin with. So let's see if they get it going here. Allie Rouse will check in. Open, but they don't let her take the three. Stewart from the free throw line. There's a jumper up and in. Just the second 2-point bucket of the ball game for Minden. Good shot. It goes down 33-20. Pierce will bring the ball up the floor. And the bigger their lead, the later this game, the more they're going to take the air out of the basketball. We've already seen them in the first half doing that. Free throw line, Brettschneider. Ball fake, not there. Kicks it back out, Salacek. Minden moving well defensively because Pierce moves that ball well on the offensive set to try and find the opening, find that mismatch. Swing it over to Kolmus. Dumps it down in the corner. Underneath, nice little shot off the glass. Brettschneider and in. And there it is. Just work, work, work. Find the open gal. 35-20 Pierce. Minden into the front court. Almost stolen away. Kolmus. Denny gets it back to Stewart. Three-point land back to Denny. Malcolm on a baseline. Back to Stewart. Free throw line jumper. That one is no good. All blue in there. The rebound grab by Salacek. Her second. Salacek will bring it into the front court. Pierce takes it into the left-hand corner to Osmus. Kate kicks it back out top, and they'll spread that floor again. Bramer is on the bench with those three fouls. Rouse goes for a steal and runs right over the back of Salacek, and she'll be called for the foul. Second foul on Allie Rouse. And Coach Sindelar calls the out-of-bounds play. Pierce to throw it in with Allison Kolmus. A little different look on the inbounds. Try to set a pick here for Tucker. She's covered. They'll throw it out to Salacek. Looks in for Tucker. She's doubled again. Malcolm drawing the assignment of staying in front of her at all times. And just enough threes have been rained home by Pierce to keep them in the lead by double digits. Try to lob an inside ball deflected off of Brettschneider, but again right to Pierce. So Salacek drive, shot no good. Tucker offensive putback good. Another offensive putback. 10th rebound for Tucker, and it's 37-20. And a timeout by Minden. So Pierce takes their 8-point lead out to 17 early in quarter number three. 5:18 to go in the third quarter of play. Pierce 37, Minden 20. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take timeout to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Doug Duda back with you here at the Devaney Center. A big mountain to climb for Minden, down 37-20. A lot of time, 5:15 to go. Get it to Malcolm on the block. Dribbles it off her foot. Minden has turned it over three times. They had four in the first half. Fast break. Tucker grabs the ball, secures it, shoots it, misses it. And we've got a foul here. That'll be on Osmus of Pierce. As they were fighting for the basketball, Kate Osmus commits her second personal foul, first foul of the half. And Malcolm's going to check out, and back in will be Josie Madsen. And Pierce has elected not to put on pressure in the backcourt this time. Taylor Kissinger will bring it up here for the Whippets. She's got 11 points, but eight of them are from the free throw line. Denny to Stewart at the top of the circle. Stewart playing with three fouls. Back to Jenny Denny. Minden getting everything outside right now. There's just no post presence at all for the Whippets. They'll throw it to the right side. Rouse down to the baseline, trying to find some room is Madsen, and she's going to be swatted out of bounds by Rochelle Tucker. And as you can hear, the approval of the Blue Jay fans behind us. The winner plays tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank at 9 a.m. against the Lincoln Christian Omaha Concordia winner. Taylor Kissinger guarded up top by Salacek. High post, Stewart off a couple of screens. There's another long three for Kissinger. In and out. Good fight for the rebound. Stewart ends up on the ground, and the ball is grabbed by Sydney Salacek. Up the floor, they get it to Tucker underneath, and as she's on the post, she's fouled. Foul will go on Allie Rouse, and she's got three. So they're starting to mount up a little bit here for Minden. Three on Rouse, three on Stewart. Pierce basketball, get it into the left-hand corner to Salacek. Bounce pass inside to Tucker, tries to dump through that double team, throws it up and in. Well, it's just one of those things, folks. Pierce has Minden's number, 39-20. And even when they don't, you throw it up like that, and it finds a way in. 6 points for Tucker, 8 points for Tucker. Here's a three up top for Denny. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Moose. 2 of 15 from three-point land for Minden unofficially. And it's quiet over on the Minden sideline here in this early morning game at the Devaney Center. Colmus will hold the basketball up top to Osmus. Swings it over to the right wing. A three-pointer on the way by Salacek is good. And it is 42-20. Timeout, Minden. 3:36 to go, third quarter. The two-time defending champions from Pierce are rolling again. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
A 16-2 start here in the second half for Pierce. They had a 13-2 run in the second quarter, and that spells disaster for Minden. 42-20, they are down with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Stewart at the free throw line. Jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound brought down by Brett Schneider. And she'll wait for the traffic to run by and bring it into the front court. I mean, Pierce is smiling out there. They knew they were going to have a dogfight, and they have come out and played almost perfect. Off the screen, a pick and roll down to Tucker on the block. They double her. She forces the shot up. Stewart's going to block it, but it's grabbed by Bramer. Every loose ball, every bounce, it just shouldn't be this cruel for Minden. They're 22-2. Tucker, free throw line, jumper is good. 44-20. Whippets will bring the ball up the floor. Minden will lose a handful of seniors, four off this year's team. But obviously Kissinger back. Here's another long three. It's off the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by J.C. Bramer. And Pierce will walk it into the front court. Swing it over on the left wing to Salacek. Salacek drops it inside, and another foul called on the Whippets. 2:28 remains here in quarter number three. And checking in for Minden will be Emily Malcolm. And Addie Woodward, Rouse, and Madsen will check out at the 2:28 mark. Pierce to throw it in from the baseline. It'll be Colmus. Kick it out on the left wing. Bretschneider tries to throw it into Tucker. Good hustle. Kissinger knocks it away. Just during the break and even during the game, we have the Pierce radio guys from up in the Norfolk area on either side of us. And I've just heard both of them in the last 60 seconds from two different stations say, we never expected anything like this. This is unbelievable. We didn't see this coming. So that just tells you, as Tucker gets open and hits another layup and she's got eight in the quarter, it just tells you that Pierce is playing their best game of the year right here at the state tournament. Another three on the way. It's off the mark by Kissinger. And the rebound brought down by Colmus. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Minden has scored 2 points. 2 points in this third quarter. Tucker, give and go underneath. There's Bramer. She's fouled by Stewart. And there's not much Coach Kramosta can do right here. You can't really set a lot of girls down. This game is over, so you just well let them play. They've earned their way down here. The fourth foul on Stewart, and the free throw on the way by Bramer is no good. A mammoth second half so far for Pierce, a 20-2 run. Second free throw is good. 21-2, Pierce has outscored Minden. And substitution coming back in for the Blue Jays. They've got Sutherland running into the ball game. 1:52 to go here in the third quarter, 47-20. Pierce, Woodward tries to get it on the block. There's Malcolm, her shot blocked out of bounds by Rochelle Tucker. Minden's idea here in the second half was trying to keep Kissinger and Stewart out front and sneak the rest of their players down to the block, getting Stewart out of the paint. But Rochelle has found a way to just kind of hang around in the paint as the inbounds comes to Stewart. Her 15-footer left wing, no good. Ball deflected, but grabbed by Allison Colmus. And with such a big lead, Pierce doesn't have to worry about getting out on Kissinger and Stewart as much now, so they can sag down on the baseline. Minden still trying to hustle here on defense, but Pierce can't miss. Sutherland, she even passed up a three to Tucker at the free throw line. Drives left lane, has it knocked away. Bodies on the floor, it's going to go out of bounds. Pierce will turn it over for the first time here in the second half and just the fifth time in the basketball game. Rebecca Stewart made contact with her head on the floor, but she gets up, shakes it off. And Minden now, as they settle things out, she'll stay in the game. 47-20, minute 15 to go here in the third quarter of play. Back on the right wing, Woodward into the corner to Malcolm. Kicks it out to Addy. Just playing catch over there, trying to get it to Kissinger. The ball's kicked. 47-20. Pierce with the lead. Minden will take it out in front of their own bench. Woodward, unguarded, will throw it into Kissinger. Trying to get away from Solacek. And Solacek going to be called for playing a little too close there. That'll be the third on Solacek. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Post-Game Show. You're listening to the state tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Jenna Denny into the corner. Bounce pass, Malcolm kicked again. So again, the Whippets will throw it in with 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Minden's lowest output of the season was last game out, held to 38 by Kearney Catholic. Besides that, they hadn't been held under 50 all year. Here is Denny on the right wing. Bounce pass into the corner to Malcolm. Back out to Denny. Decides to drive, gets through the defenders, lays it up and in. And finally, Minden able to move their score from 20-22. They'd been hooked on 20 for 6 minutes. 47-22, 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Up top with it is Bretschneider. Her pass knocked away Kissinger. It's loose, and I think we're going to get a foul here. Called on Minden, trying to make the steal. Taylor Kissinger with her second personal foul, 15th foul of the half. And it'll be Pierce to throw it in front of their own bench. Lob it out top to Shelby Bretschneider. She's between the circles, swings it right side. Sutherland, bounce pass down low. Osmus dropped the basketball. Going to be called for a walk. And Minden will take it over with 27 seconds to go here in the quarter. The next game up here is Lincoln Lutheran taking on Omaha Concordia. Lincoln Christian taking on Omaha Concordia as Malcolm drives right side of the lane, draws the foul, and the shot goes in. Chance at a three-point play here. Emily Malcolm with her second bucket of the ball game. 18 seconds to go. The foul is on Kate Osmus, her third. And the free throw for Malcolm. The junior puts it up, no good. Rebound grabbed by the Jays, and Shelby Brett-Schneider will push it up the floor. Across the timeline with 14. Swings it right side to Sutherland. Ball above her head. There's Tucker at the free throw line. Rochelle starts to drive, stops, leans, shoots. No good. Ball deflected out of bounds off of Minden. 3 seconds to go here. Chance for another shot for Pierce in the front court. And throwing it in the far corner will be Colmoose. Looking for a lob inside. It's covered. Throws it out top to Osmus. Swings it over for a fadeaway three at the horn. And, of course, it goes in. Shelby Brettschneider. When everything's going your way, you knew when she shot it, it was going to go in. Pierce was 3 for 3 from three-point land in the quarter. Pierce 50, Minden 24. We head to the fourth quarter after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Doug Dunham, Merritt Lawson, our producer-engineer. We start the fourth quarter here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Minden basketball. High post, they'll get it to Stewart. Starts to make a move off the iron. No good. She is going to be fouled, though. And it's going to be called on Rochelle Tucker. That'll be her second and the team's fourth. Not on the shot, so Minden will take it out underneath their own hoop. Taylor Kissinger shut out in the third quarter. 11 points, still leads the team. Nobody else with more than four. 50-24. Left elbow with it. Stewart tries to go up and under. Does. Tough shot. Bounces on the rim and in. So Rebecca Stewart now with 6 points in the basketball game. 50-26. Pierce is led by Shelby Brettschneider with 14. Rochelle Tucker now has a dozen after getting 8 last quarter. With it up top is Brettschneider. Swings it over to Tucker, who's outside the arc. Up top, they'll go to Solacek. Just underway in the fourth quarter, 50-26. Pierce with the lead. Dribbling in is going to be Solacek. Gives it off to Brettschneider, who pulls it back out. Pierce can afford to be very, very slow, deliberate. Minden's in a man-to-man now because they have to be. Solacek at the free throw line. And Pierce trying to figure that out. Taylor Kissinger covering Rochelle Turner, one of the best players in the state, especially in Class C1. Switch it over to Solacek. Long possession. Good defense by Minden. This is a little more reminiscent of what we saw in the first quarter. Remember, this game was 9-9. It was 9-9 late in the first quarter. It was 26-18 at the half, and now 50-26 Pierce. They were up by as many as 27 points. And now they're just moving the ball around, waiting for Tucker to get open. She's calling for the basketball. Fronting her is Kissinger, leaning on her. Back over to Brettschneider. Drops it into the corner to Bramer. Wide open, but they're not worried about her shooting the three. It's been a one-minute possession here for Pierce. 6:10 to go in the game. Dribbling around is Colmoose. Just trying to make Minden come out and guard him at half court, spreading the floor even more. Now they'll lob it in to Tucker. Good help by Stewart. She still got the shot away, no good. Then she's over the back on the rebound. Rochelle Tucker with her third personal foul. 15 foul on the Jays. Later today here on Classic Hits, it'll be Kearney Catholic and Shadron, the final quarterfinal game in C1 at 3:45. Checking in for Minden, it's going to be Maddie Hoskins, 5'6 sophomore. We'll get a little time on the floor here with 6 minutes to go in the game as the jumper is up and in. Taylor Kissinger drives the baseline, puts it up and in. That's her first bucket here in the second half, 50-28. She's got 13. Tucker flashes through. Didn't get it to her that time. They'll kick it back out top to Brett Schneider against the man-to-man for Minden. Over to Colmus. Up top, Bramer. Free throw line. Doesn't take that shot. Driving in, Brett Schneider. Knocked off her leg and out of bounds. Just the seventh turnover of the game for Pierce. Good hustle by Minden. Other games around the state tournament. Trying to get them to the third quarter. As this one is going quickly. Shot at the other end. Pierce. Or Minden, no good. Rebound, Emily Malcolm. Malcolm with her fourth. Kick it into the corner. Step back three. Kissinger. And finally, one goes in. 3 of 18 from three-point land now for Minden. 50-31. 5 minutes to go in the game. Pierce will push the ball up the floor. Minden putting man-to-man pressure on. And maybe this was the way to go the whole time, but how did you know? And with Pierce having a big lead there, doing okay. And Coach Sindelar says, let's talk it over. He's got him to use. He's got the lead. 4:42 to go in this quarterfinal game. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank with the score Pierce 50 and Minden 31.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smelled the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
In other state tournament action, it is Omaha Gross leading Elkhorn South 33-32 at the end of three quarters to play in Class B. Stewart leads Mullen 45-26 in Class D2 through three quarters, and Dundee County Stratton a 42-39 lead over Humphrey St. Francis through three. Here, out of the Pierce timeout, they'll get it down to the low block. Bramer shot, no good. Tucker point-blank put back, no good, and then Bramer is over the back. They're continuing to battle for the basketball. J.C. Bramer, not a fun game for her. That's her fourth personal foul. She's made three free throws, a couple of rebounds, and a block. But that's been it for the junior that is a big part of this Pierce ball club. 50-31, the lead 19. It was 27, so Minden's continuing to battle in here. Kissinger throws it over to Hoskins against the Pierce zone. Inside Stewart, takes it at Tucker, left-hander, no good. Little contact, no whistle. Tucker's going to grab her 12th rebound. Minden was chipping away, and a bucket there could have kept folks interested a little bit. Back over to Bramer on the right block, uses her dribble, has to kick it back out top, chasing it down. Brett Schneider near midcourt. Guarded out here by Josie Madsen, drives by her, bounce pass to Tucker on the right block, but instead of looking to shoot, just kicks it back out to the free throw line, Bramer. Bramer into the left-hand corner. Salacic up top, Bramer, free throw line. She'll take it this time. It's off the heel, no good. Kissinger boxes out, grabs her first rebound of the second half. That's because Pierce just isn't missing. She'll pull up for three at the other end. It's good. Taylor Kissinger, 8 in the quarter and 19 in the game. 50-34. It'd be more interesting if there was a couple of minutes, and now Minden trying to put some backcourt pressure on because Pierce is smart. They know to just walk the ball up the floor. Minden having to play a game that they just don't have to play. They're never behind this much. Never behind this much in the fourth quarter. They'll lob it down low. Stewart steps in front of Bramer. Makes the steal. Minden will push it up the floor. Be a great time for Kissinger and her team to get hot. A 26-foot three. Good! It's a 13-point game with 3 minutes to go. 50-37. Timeout, Pierce. It would be the greatest comeback in state tournament history, but there's time. Let's find out. Don't go. Don't want to miss it. Don't miss a Kirk Gibson moment. Still a long way to go. 2:54 left in the game. Pierce 50, Minden 37 on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Out of the Pierce timeout, let's see how they attack Minden's man-to-man. Oop, Taylor Kissinger ran into Rochelle Tucker. She falls to the floor. She knew it as soon as she did it. She was coming up to guard her, and Tucker just stopped to set a screen. That'll be the third on Taylor Kissinger. Excuse me, fourth on Taylor Kissinger. And that'll put Tucker at the line to shoot the one-and-one. Rochelle Tucker with 12 points, 12 rebounds. Front end of the one-and-one for the senior All-Stater is good. And that'll snap the Minden run. That is the first point for Pierce here in the fourth quarter. It was 50-24, a 13-0 start for Minden. Second free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Kissinger. 51-37, Pierce reaching in Sutherland. Off the screen, a long three, Kissinger taking it every time, no good. Rebound Malcolm, back up and in. Emily Malcolm with the offensive putback. And Minden closes it to 12. 51-39, 2.5 to go. Pierce now trying to do everything they can to keep that clock running. Minden's got to continue to create pressure, and when you do that, sometimes it opens up the backdoor layup. They are really milking clock. Blue Jays over to Sutherland, trying to get it into Tucker. Ball knocked away. Kissinger with the steal. Doesn't have numbers, trying to make it work for herself. Crossover in the paint, left-hand layup, missed it. Rebound, Stewart. Easy putback. It's a 10-point game. Timeout, Pierce. Rebecca Stewart with 8 points. And for the first time, the Minden fans doing everything they can on the far side. Who can blame them? They were down 27 in the third quarter. It's now 10. Can the miracle rally continue? Pierce, 51. Minden, 41. 2:02 to go in the game. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Now full court pressure for Minden. It's still man-to-man. They get the ball in to Solacek ahead into the front court, Brett Schneider. Pierce just trying to get this clock to triple zeros, 51-41. Normally, that'd be a huge lead, but when it was 27, it's not. Just 1 point in the quarter for Pierce. When will the fouling start taking place here for Minden? Going for the steal, but ending up right in front of us here at the scorer's table is Addie Woodward. Good hustle by the senior. Woodward knocks it out of bounds. Pierce to throw it in. We're down to 1:42 to go in the game. The winner plays tomorrow at 9 a.m. Almost an over and back. Casey Sutherland let the ball bounce. Or it would have been because her momentum carried her there. Then away from the basketball. They'll dribble up top to Solacek into the corner. Brett Schneider back up top. Sutherland, she'll take the jumper from the free throw line. Off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of Maddie Hoskins. 1:22 to go, though. I don't know if there's enough time, even if Minden gets every possession to count. They double-team Kissinger. She needs some help. Stewart, right elbow underneath Malcolm. 8-footer with Tucker coming at her, no good. And Tucker will get the rebound. When 6'2", Rochelle Tucker's flying at you, though, there's problems. Minden trying to commit a foul, but they get the steal instead. Here comes Kissinger, 4-on-2, pull up 3, Taylor, it is good. A 7-point game, timeout, Minden, with 56 seconds to go. Taylor Kissinger takes advantage of the steal and hits the 3-point bucket. 56 seconds to go, Pierce 51, Minden 44, but that is the next to last timeout here for Minden. I thought that was their last one. Let's see if they take it down off the board. It is the last timeout for Minden, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be right back.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
56 seconds to go. Pierce 51, Minden 44. They were down 27. They're down 7 in the backcourt. Ball knocked away, Malcolm. Steal is made. Out to Kissinger. Free throw line. Doesn't matter. There was a foul before she got the shot. Both teams should be in the bonus. Pierce, their fifth turnover of the quarter. They had 6 total in the first 3 games. Malcolm and Woodward combined to make the steal. Addie Woodward at the line now to shoot a 1-and-1. A chance to get 2 with the clock stopped. Free throw on the way. It is no good. Tucker will get the rebound. Big miss. Foul in the backcourt. Going for the steal, Woodward. Players on the floor. And it'll be Shelby Brettschneider to shoot the 1-and-1. Again, when you had such a mountain to climb, every session had to be made accountable here. A chance to cut it to 5. Instead now, Pierce can go up 9. 49 seconds to go. Brett Schneider's first free throw of the game. She's got 14 points. The free throw is good. And Minden had been shooting free throws very well. They're 10 of 12. That miss now 10 of 13. Unfortunately, Addie had 2 of the misses. Second free throw, Brett Schneider on the way, and it is good. 53 to 44, Pierce only 3 points in the quarter. They try to double Kissinger in the backcourt, but they sure don't deny her the ball. She'll bring it up, working on Colmus. Off the high screen, they just won't let her get a 3 away. Kissinger continues to drive, left baseline, blocked and taken away by Tucker. Tucker just waited for her, blocked her and took it away. 35 seconds to go. Malcolm trying to catch up to commit the foul, and finally they get the job done here with 29 seconds to go. It was just too big of a deficit for Minden. A valiant effort here in the second half. They have scored 20 points in the fourth quarter to just 3 for Pierce. And a 1-and-1 now for Sydney Solacek. Her first free throw of the game is good. So it kept it exciting for a little bit, but in the end, the 2-time defending state champion from Pierce are going to play again Friday and Saturday, hoping to get back to the finals. Second free throw by Solacek is also good. Again, it bounced off the rim about 4 times, but it went in. 28 seconds to go. 55-44, Kissinger outlet pass to Denny, back to Taylor. She'll get one up from about 26. It's on the way, no good. Offensive rebound, Emily Malcolm, knocked out of her hands, picked up by Hoskins. Kick it back over, Kissinger, Taylor for 3. She's fouled. A chance for a 4-point play as Shelby Brettschneider a little late getting off the screen, but there's only 12 seconds remaining. Taylor Kissinger has 14 points in the fourth quarter. She hit 4 threes. She's got 25 in the game. Overall, a big fourth quarter. And the free throw on the way, and it is good. Completing the 4-point play, 55-48, 12 seconds to go. Pierce looking to get it in. They do to Bramer, and a foul with 10.7 on Emily Malcolm, her second. So for a while there, it looked like it would be the old clear the benches, honor the seniors, and all of that. But Minden was able to scratch their way back into the ball game. And Bramer, who's 3 of 4 line, will shoot 2 as we are in the double bonus. Couple three dribbles for Bramer. The free throw rattles in and out. No good. Checking back in, Rebecca Stewart and Jenna Denny. Checking out Hoskins and Addie Woodward. Minden will have time for one more possession. They are out of timeouts. Second free throw by Bramer on the way, and it is good. 4 points for JC. All the points in the fourth quarter were from the line for Pierce. Taylor Kissinger brings it up. Double teamed, triple teamed, comes into the corner, still gets the three-pointer away. It's off the iron, no good, and this game is over. In a rematch of last year's state championship game, Pierce prevails again. The Blue Jays, 56, and the Minden Whippets, 48. Minden will end their season at 22-3, while Pierce will advance to the C1 state semifinals with a record of 20-6 and play tomorrow at the Pinnacle Bank Arena at 9 a.m. against the winner of top seed Lincoln Christian and Omaha Concordia. We will be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this on Classic Hits.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days, and a question like, is my doctor in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site x-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
People you know,
community people,
people you know,
community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
Well, the first state tournament game of the 2015 girls season is in the books, and Pierce is able to pick up the victory here this morning by a score of 56-48 in a very unconventional way. Minden scored half of their points in the fourth quarter, down by as much as 27. They were able to cut the lead down to 7 and actually had a chance at the line to cut it to 5. But missed the front end of the 1-1, fouled Pierce. They made them both, took it to 9, and that was the end of the ball game, ending up 56-48. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Other games going on in this 9 a.m. session. We are going to overtime in D1 between undefeated Dundee County Stratton and Humphrey St. Francis, 51-51. In Class D2, it is a final. Stewart has defeated Mullen this morning by a score of 59-37. And they're in the final 10 seconds in Class
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college?
Take a look at our final stats right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back to the New West postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Minden. Addie Woodward had two rebounds. Maddie Hoskins a rebound. Josie Madsen had a three-point bucket in the first quarter, and that was her total tonight. She had one rebound. Allie Rouse had a rebound. Jenna Denny had 2 points in the ball game. Emily Malcolm, 6 points, six rebounds. Rebecca Stewart, 8 points, four rebounds, two blocks. And overall, the team did do a very good defensive job on the All-Stater Rochelle Tucker, holding her below her season average. She got hot there in that unbelievable third quarter. And, of course, leading the way for Minden was Taylor Kissinger. She scored 29 game-high points, 18 of those in the fourth quarter when she finally was able to catch fire from three-point land. She had seven rebounds and one block shot. It's just one of those games you don't know how to feel. You were so totally out of it that great run, as great as it was not good enough to bring you back in a game that you were down 27, but it also shows that Minden didn't quit in the contest. 18 points in the first half, 30 in the second half, 15 rebounds in the first half, 7 in the second half, free throw shooting 10 of 11 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half, 3-point shooting 2 of 17 after three quarters, and then 5 of 8 in the fourth quarter. All the makes were by Kissinger. And for the turnovers, 4 in the first half, 3 in the second half, including none in the fourth quarter. Minden finishes with 48 points. That is still their second lowest output of the season, behind the 38 last game in their loss against Kearney Catholic in the sub-district final. 22 rebounds, 10 out of 13 from the free throw line, 7 of 25 from three-point land, 3 blocks, and 7 turnovers. Minden ends the season at 22-3. We'll look at the final numbers for Pierce right after this.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Back on the New West postgame show, let's take a look now at the final stats for the Pierce Lady Jays. Allison Colmoose hit a couple of threes in the first half. She finished with 6 points, seven rebounds. Casey Sutherland, 6 points, three rebounds. Great game today for Shelby Brettschneider. She only averages 6 a game. Today she had 16 points, 4 rebounds. Sydney Salachik, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Chasey Bramer, 4 points, all from the line, 2 rebounds and a block. Kate Osmus, 1 point, 1 rebound. And Rochelle Tucker ends up with 13 points, 14 rebounds, a high in the game, and also 3 block shots. 20 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first half, 9 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 4 of 13 in the first half, 3 of 3 in the second half. Those were all in the third quarter. Turnovers, 4 in the first half and 7 in the second half. 26 points at halftime, 30 in the second half. Pierce finishes with 56 points, 34 rebounds, 13 out of 18 at the free throw line, 7 of 16 from three-point land in the basketball game today for the Pierce Lady Jays. They did have 4 block shots and 11 turnovers, and Pierce keeps their winning streak here at the state tournament now to 7 in a row with a 20-6 record. They win at 56-48 over Minden. They'll play tomorrow morning at Pinnacle Bank Arena at 9 a.m. against the winner of our next game here, Lincoln Christian and Omaha Concordia. We're glad to be joined now by the head coach, well, the assistant coach, but he could be the head coach. Donnie Miller joins us. And Donnie, as I'm sitting here, I don't know what to feel, so I don't know what the coaches have to feel. I mean, such a great fourth quarter, but no matter how great it was, it wasn't enough. And it's going to be, if we could have done anything in the second and third quarters, the first quarter wasn't bad. What was the talk in the postgame locker room?
Well, it's, you know, pretty sad bunch. Those 4 seniors have, been a pretty special group. Been here for all 4 years, their high school career. Anytime you can end your season down here, it's what you want. They left it all out here. I actually was one of them that said, you know, if we could have, it'd be nice to have that third quarterback because you know, as hard as we tried, things just didn't materialize for us. And then that's a pretty big hole to dig, you know, when you're down 50-24 going in the fourth. You know, it's guts and, you know, heart, and they had it.
Well, if the basketball guys could give us the answer why the shots went in the fourth quarter and they wouldn't the rest of the basketball game. It's just, I sat here at the start of the game, and credit to the girls. I mean, it's 7-0. And the first thing that pops in your head is, here we go again, girls battle back. But then in the third quarter, here we go again was here we go again.
That's so true. And, you know, the worst possible thing, we were talking, we thought we were in good shape. And you know, we talked that way. We knew we needed to rebound better. You know, our initial defensive effort, you know, initial defense we thought was pretty good. It's the seconds and thirds and those kinds of things, and we were just unable to keep them from having chances. And by the same token, Doug, you know, it wasn't on the other end of the floor. We weren't cashing in either. So,
well, defensively, you did do the job on Rochelle Tucker as you came in, as Rick told us in the pregame what kind of the plan was, and it worked out pretty good. Did you expect that Pierce's guards could play the way they did? I mean, like I said during the broadcast, I could overhear the radio guys on the Pierce side being amazed at how well Pierce was playing, as we all were.
Well, I think, again, you got to credit your opponent. It's not that we didn't think that they could hit a shot now and then. We just didn't think, you know, it was going to be one of those be-all, end-alls for us that was going to determine things. And credit them. A couple of their kids, Solacek and Brett Schneider, I mean, they stepped up and hit big shots, and they're gamers. Tip your hat to them.
Well, you said the 4 seniors, Addie Woodward, Josie Madsen, Allie Rouse, and then Ashton Bolt, they're not asked to come in and score 10, 12, 14 points a game. They're supposed to do the grunt work, and they did.
They do. They, every day in practice, every game, they bring the lunch pail, they roll up their sleeves and punch in, and they do a lot of things that people don't probably recognize in the stat sheet. And they're great kids. Doesn't hurt that they're also pretty darn good athletes.
Well, it's as always, Donnie, to you and the coaches, and of course, as always, to the kids. They're great kids. They're a fun bunch to watch. They compete their tails off, and now we just got to quit playing Pierce.
I hear you. Somehow, some way, that'd be great.
Donnie, thanks, man.
Thanks so much, Doug. Appreciate your coverage.
Great
Thank
season.
You. Thanks we'll so much.
We'll take a final break and wrap it up after this.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care. And I think that that's just continued on.
I think the Common Core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care, Mary Lanning Healthcare.
You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Final scores from across the state basketball tournament, some good ones today, and we will continue to follow them throughout the afternoon and evening sessions. Stewart over Mullen, 59-37. Omaha Gross over Elkhorn South, 44-41. They're in overtime between Dundee County Stratton and their opponent, Humphrey St. Francis. That game going on in Class D1. And that'll be followed by Emerson Hubbard and Howells Dodge. So a good game going on there between the D1 opponents, and no update right now as they are still playing overtime. Tied at 51 in Class D1. Our next game here on Classic Hits, it will be Kearney Catholic and Shadron at 3:45. Tonight, Giltner Sandhill Stedford at 7 and Sutton Freeman at 8:45. The Kearney girls will be on ESPN 1460 tonight at 8:45. Also tonight, it'll be St. Cecilia North Platte St. Pat's at 7, Hastings High and Norris at 8:45 on the 1230 AM KHAS, and on the Breeze 94.5, Blue Hill and Fullerton at 3:45. State tournament action brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings, and Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Taylor Kissinger scored 18 of Minden's 24 points in the fourth quarter, but it wasn't enough, as Minden was down by as many as 27, and Pierce is on their way, trying to become a three-time state champion with a 56-48 win over Minden. A big thank you, as always, to our many fine sponsors and for our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson. From the Devaney Center in Lincoln, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a great day.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.